Woo.
Perfect. So now we're seeing Morty, I swear to God, dude.
Every episode. It's got to start with Morty and his shenanigans.
What are you getting into? You know what? I'm putting you in air Senor. Jail.
Air jail.
Air jail is a little old place where mom can keep me captive.
Pretty much, yeah.
Sorry. Hello, Mortentius.
You're gonna
Mortanius.
You're gonna just complain more? Oh, now we're silent. Yeah. Now we're silent.
Now I'm giving you the silent treatment.
Sit. How have you been? How have you been, Andrea?
I am tired and bloated. How are you?
I mean, yeah, same. Uh-huh. It's the summer, and I've been eating Oreos like they went out of style, because I found out that there's a chocolate peanut butter pie version.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just came.
Yeah. It's so that's been my life for the last week.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I love Oreos.
That so and I finally got a hold of Baldur's Gate 3 and...
Oh, who are you romancing?
My girl, Lazel.
Oh!
Yeah. There's just something about her cute little upturned nose and the way she's mean to me. And I'm like, be meaner, mommy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That was not who I was expecting.
Can I guess who you were expecting?
Go for it.
Asterion or whatever his fucking name is.
No. Oh. I was expecting you to go for Muscle Mommy.
I haven't met her. I missed meeting her. I missed meeting her on this playthrough. Like, I accidentally completely skipped her.
Oh.
So, like, one of my best friends was like telling me about Karlach, and I was like, oh, missed out. But yeah, no, Lazelle's my bitch. I've killed Shadowheart.
I did too.
Good. She's a bitch.
She is.
There's good and mean, like Lazelle. And then there's just being a bitch.
You see, I feel like Lazelle's just a bitch. But that's just me.
What's that noise she always makes? Or whatever.
Chick.
Chick. That's it. That's right. Chick. She's not a bitch.
Yeah, no, I think on my next playthrough I'm going to try Astarion just because, I don't know, there's something about his extremely gay self that I'm just like, yes.
Yeah, it's that he's a gay man, so we want to kiss him right on the mouth.
Yeah.
We as AFABs.
Like, you probably smell good.
I bet he smells so good. Anyway, we should probably introduce.
All right. Hi, guys.
Welcome back, listeners.
I'm Andrea.
And I'm Chastity, and we're clearly doing so well right now.
We're doing so good. Oh, my God. we thought we were going to have this book done last week, and then we were both like, hey, why don't we try again on Thursday? Why don't we try again on Sunday?
Sunday. why don't we try Monday?
Yeah. Because our bodies were busy telling us, hey, you're female.
Ugh, it needs to remind me biologically constantly, and I hate it for it.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I'm sorry.
Mm. Yeah, thank you. But no, it's fine now. So now here we are on Monday.
So,
I mean, for you guys, it's Wednesday or whenever the fuck you listen to this, but you know.
Whenever we drop it, yeah. Mm-hmm. But what were we reading this week?
Oh my gosh. Well, let me get up our usual bullshit.
Yeah. The usual bullshit.
Yes. The like list that like makes me keep kind of in line with what we're doing.
What's the script? I don't know.
So this week we read Always Carry Your Scythe
by Pip Paisley.
Pip Paisley.
Which is the cutest fucking name. I hope that is her real name.
Pip Paisley.
Yeah, it needs a pop in there.
Pip.
Yep, it's like, I'm a heaven ump.
I'm just saying, like, imagine getting busy with Pip Paisley and, like, having to moan that name, like, Pip. Pip.
Why did it have to go there?
I don't know. It always does for me.
I didn't need that. Even though, speaking of names that you would be awkward to moan during sex. So is a Russell Peters. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's an Indian-Canadian comedian. This was from a long time ago, and we can totally cut this. But he met this guy whose name was spelled X, exclamation point, O-B-I-L-E. And he was like, so Bile! And the guy's like, no, it is pronounced Bile. Dude had a fucking click in his name.
Are you... Can my name be Chastity? Oh my God. What? I want to be Chastity. Do you want to be Morty? Oh, Morty. Like Morty. Morty. Look at his ears going up. He loves this.
He's like, huh. Anyway. Oh, I just thought that was funny because that was his whole thing. He's like, can you imagine like having sex with that guy and being like, you know, oh, baby, say my name, Oh, Bile.
I'm just letting you know, this has got to stay in.
Okay.
This is a good bit.
Yeah.
So, yes.
So, anyway.
Pip Paisley.
Always carry your scythe. Pip Paisley.
Always carries your scythe.
Yeah. So, let's judge a book by its cover.
Boo-doo-doo. We went all jazzy with it this time.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, I'm in my jazz late night DJ space right now with my voice. I don't know why.
Well, that's amazing. This episode's just gonna be called Tongue Click.
Yeah, just exclamation point.
Tongue Click.
Alrighty, so the cover is a very bright orange.
Yeah, the orange is off-putting. Like, I know what they're doing. They're trying to do that whole, like, color sociology thing of getting your eye.
Yeah.
But it's such an aggressive orange.
It is. It is a very aggressive orange. But it also, it's very eye-catching.
Yeah, like...
It's one of those where, like, if you're looking at the spines, that one's just going to, like, pop out because it's really unusual.
Yeah, like I said, it's that sociology of colors thing.
Yeah.
For marketing.
And I mean... To be honest, our, and this is kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but our main character, she's orange, I think.
Is she orange?
I don't know. She just gives that vibe.
I don't think she is.
No?
No, because they described her earlier on. I don't remember
No. I don't mean physically.
Oh.
I mean, like, her personality feels like an orange. I don't know why. Weird synesthesia color associations things that I do.
Okay, I thought you were saying because of the... something we'll get to later. Yeah.
Yeah, no. She is very human looking.
Yes, very human.
But any hoozles, yeah. So aggressively orange background. Then we have a little like keychain with a tiny, tiny scythe and a skull key. And there's a little purple ribbon with a tag that says, Love Mom. And that's it. It's very kind of graphic and simple.
Yeah.
Straightforward.
Mm-hmm. It definitely screams like this was either a very small company or self-published. But I like it. It's whimsical. It's cute.
Yeah. It felt very much like, you know, here's kind of a quirky story.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't know.
It's fitting. It's fitting for what we got.
Yeah.
I like it.
So what were you expecting going in?
I kind of expected a little of what we got, but like the story of like, oh, I'm, you know, Death's daughter, or I'm like mini death, or I'm training death, and my little scythe is on my keychain. Yeah. And clearly with the love mom, like, it's like, okay, so mom is probably in the death business.
Yeah.
And some sort of otherworldly adventure regarding that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was expecting that death was gonna, like, have to go away for some reason, and that, like, her kid was gonna have to take over briefly or something like that.
That would have been good.
So, that would have been cute.
It would have.
But, yeah. So, shall we get into that synopsis?
Yeah. I think, did I read it last week?
I believe so.
So, do you want to read it this week?
Oh, sure.
Ooh.
So, here we go. Trixie DeVita didn't scythe. That was Mom's gig. Then the Angel Investigative Bureau, AIB, turned up at Aunt Harry's bar. Seemed the hottest afterlife game show in the magical realms was misappropriating newly departed souls, and Death was a person of interest. When the AIB can't find Death, they come looking for Trixie, Death's estranged daughter. Soon, Trixie's best friend is in dire peril, an AIB trainee is traipsing towards trouble, and Trixie, armed with nothing but a pocket scythe, is plunging headfirst into the gaping maw of a transdimensional vortex. So, not the evening she'd planned. Skittle-colored demons, werewolf drag queens, hellhound doodle puppies, lots of scythe, all in this rollicking, whimsical, empowering adventure. So, yeah.
A very, like, you know what? I think this is my favorite Amazon description of a book that really? We've done. Because it perfectly describes the book without mm-hmm. giving anything away. And yeah. it's enticing enough to be like, you know what? I would read that.
Yeah, it's a very well-written synopsis.
It is. Like, I really like this one. Perfect.
Yeah. Some of it, I feel like it's not quite... I don't know. It doesn't give the same vibe as some of the book does.
Yes.
But I'm not mad about it.
I'm not mad about it. But we'll get into that. We'll definitely get into that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there you go, guys. That's all you're getting for spoiler-free. So here we go into the spoiler zone.
Oh, no. Warning, if you do not want spoilers, why the fuck are you here?
Go away, read the book, and come back.
And then come back. Or if you want the spoilers to decide if you want to read it, listen to us babble for the next, I don't know, 40 minutes.
Hour or so.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Depending on how well we're able to stay on track, we'll see. All right, so for anybody interested, most of the book takes place in the first person, which generally I'm not a huge fan of, but this I liked this one.
Yeah, this one worked.
We're primarily from Trixie's point of view. Every once in a while we'll have a very short chapter that's in third person, but it's only because Trixie's not there.
Yeah.
But it was information we needed.
Yes. Yes.
So
yeah. They did that very well.
So let's talk about Yeah. So let's introduce our main character.
Okay.
So Trixie. I have to include this because her given name is fabulous.
DeVita?
No, actually her full name.
Oh.
So her name is Beatrix Angelina DeVita.
Yeah.
She go by Trixie.
She's got a I am the main character of a fantasy book name, and I live for it. I fucking live for it.
Which I do wonder where the last name DeVita came from. Because I don't think Death has a last name.
Thank you. Death has never been given a last name. Where did DeVita come from?
Yeah.
Now, I think her last name... Okay, do you want to go sit on the couch? Hold on. The interrupter needs to interrupt. All right.
Yes.
I think... And I'm going to jump to a spoiler really quick, like a very ending mm-hmm. spoiler. I think her last name has to do with her parentage.
I think so, too, but I'm not sure who.
Yes. So we can wait. We can put a... You know, you want... Pin? That was...
Yes, we'll stick a pin in that. Blech, that was a bad click. Sorry.
Exclamation mark.
Yeah.
And we'll discuss the last name in a bit.
We will return to that.
But yeah, so Trixie is a just like a ease. Oh my god, my mic just rotated.
Woo!
Spoopy. Don't leave me. Don't leave me, microphone.
Please.
No, she's like a pretty like well-rounded, easily relatable main character. She's bisexual. Mm-hmm. She's witty. She's just cool. Like, she's bisexual, but like, she never announces she's bisexual. She's just like, I have a crush on a boy. Oh, I have a crush on a girl. And I'm like, yes, normalize it, baby.
Yas. Yeah.
And she has like, No, go ahead.
She waitresses at her Uncle Harry's pub. It's called Quanders in Seattle.
I want an Uncle Harry.
I know.
I want an Uncle Harry. Like, I have an Uncle Harry, and he's literally just like the most stereotypical Midwestern farmer man you've ever met in your life. Like, barely any hair. Actually, like, last time I saw him, I have no idea if he's alive at this point. Let's be frank here. Okay. Like, this was an old man, and he had, like, barely any hair, and the hair he had was gray. And, of course, like, he's, like, fat, but not too fat. He's, like, fat because he farmed when he was young, but then, like, as he got older, he stopped, and that metabolism just slowed down. And he was always wearing bib overalls, always, like, every moment.
Oh, I can see him. I can see him in my head.
Oh, yeah. That was Uncle Harry. And his hands were always right inside his bib overalls.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. That was my Uncle Harry. I mean, I loved this. I loved my Uncle Harry. He was great. But I want this Uncle Harry.
Yeah. Well, Aunt Harry.
You're right. Aunt Harry. Sorry.
Aunt Harry. Yes, because Aunt Harry is a drag queen.
Oh!
Which I loved. I was oh, yes. At first, I was like, is it Aunt Harriet? Maybe?
No.
Mm-mm. Not in the least.
No. But, Aunt Harriet is just a drag queen, and I fucking live for that.
Yeah, I was all over that. So even though this is in Seattle, which I think this is our second time having a book in Seattle. This bar is specifically for, like, creatures.
Yes. The
Fae. Like, there are humans who come in, but yeah, we've got our vampires, our gorgons, our zombies, our werewolves, you know, Fae, whatever. They all chill in this one pub, which I like. Mm-hmm, I like that a lot. So, let's see. We meet Zuzi right off the bat.
Yes, and that is her best friend, and I mean... Mm-hmm. Best friend, yeah. Okay, yeah.
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 Yeah, and the bartender. So that's kind of nice. They work together.
Yeah. They're attached to the hip. I got very friendship vibes as my best friend's book we just read.
Exorcism?
Yeah, I got those vibes from them of like that closeness.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, very close friends. There was just a wee hint of like, do you have a crush?
Do you? Okay, I was going to say that too, but then I was like,
Because the lengths that Trixie goes for Zuzi.
Damn. If that's the length she goes for just her friend, I want to date her. I want to date her because I will be taking fucking care of. Oh, it's your birthday? Girl, I have like 5 reminders at 5 days before your birthday. I ain't fucking forgetting. That's the kind of bitch Trixie is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is absolutely a ride or die.
Yeah, she is.
So, yeah. And she kind of did, yeah.
Ha! But, literally, over and over again.
But, yeah. So, they are doing their thing. There is another waitress whose name is Beets, B-E-E-T-S, and
I liked Beets.
Zuzi seems to think that Beets has a little thing for Trixie, and Trixie's like, no.
She's like, I'm intimidated.
She too flirty. I don't know.
Too flirty.
I think I can't tell if she's flirting with me on purpose, like she's interested, or she's just flirting because that's how she communicates. My entire life being autistic.
Yeah, no. All kinds of friends are always like, are you flirting? And I'm like, no.
I'm just trying to be nice.
I'm just existing in a room with you.
Or on the flip side, is that person flirting with me?
Are they?
Is
that a flirt?
Was that a flirt?
Oh my god.
God damn.
Oh, speaking of flirt, good god. Mm. You know what? I do know how to flirt, I found out.
Oh?
Because I, last week, fell on my hand and put it in a brace because I was impressing a girl at a show.
I didn't know that's how that happened.
I was trying to Dio pose.
Oh my god, of course you were. Of course you were. And that's how you injured yourself.
And that's how my hand ended up in a brace for a week and a half.
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was the flirt successful?
Yes, I got her number.
Good job.
Thank you.
You took her number with your very injured hand.
I didn't realize it was injured at that point.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't until later when my husband was literally like, why is there a bruise around your thumb? And I'm like, oh.
I'm Pipel.
Oh, no.
I'm Pipel. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, there you go.
So, yeah. So, anyway. So,
yeah.
So, Beats has got it and I've got it.
So, yeah, as they're having just kind of a normal night, somebody walks in and calls Trixie by her full ass name. And she's like, excuse you?
Mm-hmm.
And it is the Angel Investigative Bureau.
Yes. And behind the Angel Investigative Bureau walks in me. I walk in that bar.
Mabel Mayhew. Walks in.
A.K.A. Chastity.
Uh-huh. Unicorn hair and everything.
Oh, my God. Like, every time Mabel described something, from her Powerpuff Girl backpack to her multicolored coat and, like, her pink and purple and blue hair, and yep. I was just like, this bitch is me. God damn it, this bitch is me.
Hey, you know what?
Or, like, when later in the book, when Trixie's literally like, why did you come with me? And Mabel's like, I don't know, it seemed like the best idea. And I was that's what I would say. Yeah.
And you know something funny? Because at the beginning, the author kept switching between calling her Mabel and calling her Mayhew.
Yeah, and that drove me insane.
Okay, so not only did that drive me insane, for a hot second, I was like, wait, are they gender fluid?
Oh.
Are they, like, flip-flopping?
Like, in the is that next what's happening? Book we're about to... One of the next books we're about to
One read. Of the next books. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, and I was like, did somebody else have that idea, too? That's cool. But then I was like, oh, that's right. That's the last name. Because I was like, Mayhew, for a first name, definitely sounds like a guy.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And the fact that it was both M names, I was like, are we dueling... genders? Are we dueling personalities?
And then they become even more like Chastity.
Yes, exactly. And that was why I was like, I beg your pardon. But yes, Mabel is an agent in training for the AIB.
Mm-hmm.
And was a classmate.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Of Trixie's.
And
Susie?
Yeah, and Zuzi. Yes. So she went to high school with them. And it's funny because it's like, oh, we didn't even recognize you because of all the colors in your hair. And
yeah,
you were so quiet. And that made me think of me, too, because remember in middle school, I went through a goth stage. And nowadays I'm like, colors all the time.
Yeah. That's okay. So, yeah. And, The AIB is coming, asking about where the heck Death is, and even though Trixie is not super close with her mom, she still is like, no, I'm not giving you her information or her whereabouts.
Which, again, ride or die. This bitch is ride or die.
Yeah. And,
I'm just gonna put that out there. If DePopo ever comes and asks you about me, you don't have my number, right?
No.
Yeah,
who the fuck is Chastity?
Who the fuck is that bitch? Like, dumb fucking bitch ass name.
God damn. I mean, I doubt that the police would ever come to you asking about me.
No, between the two of us, I'm the one that'll get questioned by cops. Yeah, let's be real here. And we act like I'm such a badass when in reality.
You would be caught doing something just a little naughty.
Yeah, that's true.
They would look at me and be like, nah. But any hoozles. Yeah, so trying to convince Trixie to give up Death's information, Mabel is like, so, hey, there's this new game show in the afterlife called To the Wheel. And it's essentially the person is gambling with what their next life is going to be, with the possibility of both, well, I should say either going to heaven or just a one-way ticket to hell.
Or being reborn.
Yeah, so it's sort of made me think of, oh God, what is the game show with the big wheel?
Wheel of Fortune?
Thank you.
Yeah,
that one.
Wheel of Fortune. Yeah, they made a direct because the...
Oh, that's right, they did, yeah. Sorry, I couldn't think of the show.
Because instead of having, oh my God, what is her name? Vanna White, they had Vanna Blanc.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, you didn't notice the Vanna Blanc?
No, I did, I did. And also, did you catch the Alec trifecta instead of Alex Trebek?
Uh-huh. And he's like, two-faced. Get it?
Yeah. So, anyway, those are the hosts. But yeah, they it's sort of like Wheel of Fortune, where you can get one of any number of interesting lives. They might be good, they might be not so great. Or the big prize is supposed to be that you get
to go to heaven.
Bypass. Yeah, you get to go straight to heaven. Ooh-hoo. Or you could really fuck it up bad and go straight to hell. So To the Wheel is hell's coolest new game show. And
So they want to question Death on it because, like, it's kind of fucking things up. Like, there's an order to things, and they're just like, no. You want to just go to hell? You want to just go to heaven? And, So,
great stuff.
It goes kind of slow at first, like growing all of these relationships. I actually liked the pace it was at first. I really liked it.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mind it.
I didn't either. And then the three main girls, the mini-me, Trixie, and...
Zuzi.
Why do I always want to call her Cecil? Okay, Zuzi. They're like out and about, and then they're like, let's go make tater tots, which, bitch, same.
Same.
I would leave a party for tater tots any night. Any fucking night. Like, goddamn.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you were sitting in a restaurant that was owned by somebody you don't like, and the food was shit, which is essentially what happened
to them
when they went to this grand opening of somebody else's restaurant. So they were like, do you want to bounce and like make tater tots back at Quarters? And they're like, And
but then they all get separated for one reason or another. And
it's not good.
It's not good because then... Zulily or Cecil or Zabadabadoo, I don't know.
Zuzi.
That's them. Zazu. Okay, so.
It's Susie with Z's.
Yeah, Zazu. So Zazu flies. No, that's a bird.
She is closer to Quanders. She essentially gets jumped by this random ass dude who just fucking like stabs her. And Trixie, who we kind of skipped over a little bit here, she has already contacted her mother and has been like, yo, the AIB is looking for you, what the fuck? And Death is like, no, I'm not about that at all. I don't know.
I'm a badass MILF.
Yeah, and Aunt Harry invited her for brunch, and at this brunch, we find out that she's really not a fabulous mother.
No, not at all.
And that she has, she missed Trixie's birthday, like, every single year, but specifically this one by, like, months. But she's like, here's a little keychain with a tiny scythe on it. Thanks, love you, bye. And so after Zuzi gets stabbed, Trixie scythes the guy.
Yeah, it, like,
she's fucking
it. Boom! It card captures Sakura's her tiny. Yeah. Her,
and oh my god!
That was my first thought when I saw the book. Was I was like, that tiny thing is it's going to be a card captor Sakura situation. It's going to turn into a big scythe, and she's going to be able to use it. And then when it happened, I was like, I fucking called it.
That's so funny. But yeah. So unfortunately, at this point, Zuzi dies.
Yeah. Moided.
And before she's able to kind of walk to the other side, she's stopped by a demon in a suit who is apparently the producer of To the Wheel and appears to make a deal.
With her.
Mm-hmm.
And our main character is like, fuck that. Fuck that. That's my bitch. I'm ride or die.
Yeah, shit. So, Trixie goes to her mom again and is like, this is kind of your realm?
Mm-hmm.
Can you, like, bring my best friend back? That'd be nice.
Please,
and she's
you.
Like, I can't do that. I don't know why she went southern for
I don't know either.
I can't.
You know what? Because the devil went down to Georgia, so.
Ah, there you go. It was a deep South accent.
Can't do that.
Yes. So, because Death can't help, Mabel is like, I think I can get you tickets to the show.
Hell yeah, bitch.
And of course, Trixie's like, fuck yes, bitch.
You're my new secondary best friend.
Uh-huh, because you helping, unlike my madre. And, they go to the particular episode of To the Wheel that Zuzi's on, and, things don't go well.
No. No.
Zuzi is up there like, I bet that this is fucking rigged.
Yeah, she starts mouthing off because she knows it is, and...
And, of course, what does she get?
She gets sent straight to hell.
Yep. So this, just like it has with all of the other contestants, a portal opens up to where they're supposed to be going next. And both Mabel and Trixie follow in after Zuzi.
They just run after. Jump in.
Yep. They just pew. Woo. Because, you know, ride or die.
So ride or die. God
so,
damn.
Yeah.
Or damned.
I will say, I was very pleased with how they described, like, hell as a bureaucracy.
Yes!
Like, it was great. And they pulled from several different sources about afterlives.
Mm-hmm.
So both... both Mabel and Trixie end up at the Asphodel Fields, or Meadows, sorry, where they meet Esther and Jack, who are paving the way to hell with good intentions.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a really nice little thing
was.
Right there.
And it was. Oh.
And the Wizard of Oz reference was immaculate.
Oh my god. I was reading it and I was like, are we reading another fucking Wizard of Oz, Alice Wonderland, is this our fucking curse? Like, god damn it.
Yeah. But anyway, they're like, yeah, hell is that way. But they don't get super duper far before literal flying monkeys come to pick them up.
Literal flying monkeys. Like, we are cursed.
We are.
It's like, I don't want to read anything Alice in Wonderland or Wizard of Oz or Peter Pan. And then the books are like, psych.
Huh. Yeah, no. See, my brain has been entirely in Alice in Wonderland for almost an entire month.
Yeah. Since we did that Alice in Wonderland exchange.
Yeah.
We cursed ourselves.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You will eventually, probably, end up reading the book that I'm writing right now. So, listeners, my husband was so pissed off listening to the trash that Chastity had to read. And he was like, I can write a better book than that. We can write a better book than that. And I was like, okay.
Because mine was trash.
Hit me with that. Hit me with that outline, babe. And in just under 4 weeks, I have written 30,000 words.
Nice. That's
almost amazing. 31,000 words. I've been averaging about 1,000 words a day.
Good job. Holy carp.
Oh my God. I'm like in chapter 18.
Yes.
So, any hoozles. Yeah.
Any hoozles.
My brain has been in Alice in Wonderland so deeply for the last month.
Meanwhile, I'm just trying to make Lazelle like me.
Our flying monkeys. Sorry?
So, meanwhile, I'm just trying to make Lazelle like me.
That's okay. I still haven't finished my first playthrough.
Oh, I'm gonna do so many playthroughs. These people are my friends now. Those are my friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gale, Lazelle,
Astarion.
Yeah, Astarion. He's my friend. He's kind of mean, but, you know.
Yeah.
Shadowheart can go fuck off. But, you know, those are my friends.
Shadowheart can go die. Yeah. That's okay.
I'm your friend.
You too! Yeah, you should come hang out with my friends. They're great.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah.
Yeah, back to this.
So yeah, so then the monkeys take them to, like, a business, more or less.
Yeah. It's essentially like an office building.
Yeah.
With the officiant.
The officiant.
Yes.
Yes.
And, essentially, Trixie is like, she negotiates a way to get Zuzie back.
Yes.
And she has 28 hours to do this, but first, she has to prove herself worthy, apparently, by going through a bunch of hellscapes.
Literally. Like, just different ones. I liked the beginning of the writing of this portion, but in the middle of it is when we start losing the really good pacing that this author had.
And I understand why, because it's hard to describe scene after scene after scene of just suffering.
Yeah. But and then never picks back up. It just goes boom, 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 boom.
That's true. It did go pretty fast after this point.
Mm-hmm.
But from like a, what do I want to say? A story architecture sort of perspective, it makes sense.
Hmm.
Because this is where we're ramping up.
Ah.
While Trixie is going through all of this, Death is trying to go see the King of Hell.
Yes. And she picks up the me on the way.
Yes. Because poor little Mabel has been sitting outside the officiant's office and the officiant has zero interest in talking to Mabel.
Zero.
So she's just chilling while Trixie is, like, you know, addiction and starving and being stoned to death and dying of cancer and all this shit. Like,
And she's just reading shitty magazines in a waiting room.
Yeah. I'm like, you know what? I bet that heaven and hell would be like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like red tape.
So much. It's like, do you have the authority to go here? Well, no, but, well, then guess you can't go. It's like, what
you
the?
You didn't turn in your paperwork.
Yeah. Yeah. And she waited. That's the thing. Mabel actually sat and waited.
Yeah. And I'm like, you sweet baby. You are the cutest.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah. So, anywho's, Trixie goes through all of these different hellscapes and ends up in Demonic Warrior Ninja.
Yes, I want the show to exist.
It's but very much American Ninja Warriors.
It is. It is. But like, yeah, you know, mystical.
Yeah. Yeah. So she dies
over and over again.
3,178 times.
Uh-huh.
Just getting through the first part.
Yep.
And she just keeps having to restart over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to be strategic about it, even though she keeps dying.
Mm-hmm.
Because she also dies an additional, 300-something times to get to the next part of it, and then just keeps going back and back and back. And she gets to the very last part of it.
Which all these parts strange. She has had to redo hundreds of times.
Yes. And she gets to the last part, which is, weirdly, a game of tic-tac-toe. And it ends in a draw.
Uh-huh.
And she's sent back to the beginning.
The very beginning.
And she realizes finally, she's like, this is never going to end. So, fuck this. I'm getting out of here. And
there's a random latch door.
Yeah, there's just a service hatch.
Yeah. She's like, and fuck she's it, like, let's go in that.
Peace. Yeah. Bye. And by the way, we forgot to mention that this whole time, there are demons who are creating these hellscapes, and they keep saying, are you giving up? Have you given up? Have you had enough? Because the minute that she says she's done, they send her back to Earth and Zuzi is gone.
Yep.
So she has to endure all this stuff mm-hmm. to be quote unquote worthy. But she realizes that they're yanking her chain, essentially. Yeah,
they're being douchebags.
Yeah. So she's like, I didn't say enough. I just said I was finished with this bullshit.
Bye.
So, yeah, bye. So, yeah, she leaves out the service hatch, and she starts looking.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is the part of the book. This is the part of the book that disappointed me the most. Because I was so excited about ooh, what's she gonna experience down here? What's she gonna go through? And then it was 10 pages later, oh, we're at the end. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Bitch, what?
Yeah. It was the home stretch of it was too easy
mm-hmm.
compared to the buildup.
Yeah. It was very disappointing.
Yeah. So Trixie is essentially given, forced to take this hellhound labradoodle puppy.
Which appears out of fucking nowhere.
Fucking nowhere.
Fucking yeah. nowhere.
Which they do explain why it comes out of nowhere. But
it's still out of comes nowhere. Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And, the big twist at the very end. So, throughout the entire book, they're like, we don't know who Trixie's dad is. We don't know who Trixie's dad is. Burr, 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 burr. Also, Death has been fighting with Lucifer for, thousands of years. Burr, 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 burr. And it's okay, that's pretty easy to put two and two together. One plus one is definitely two.
One plus one equals baby.
But then it turns out that 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 + 1 = baby. But we'll get to that. But yeah, so getting this golden doodle hellhound just made me be like,
what?
What? And then literally a page, a single page after she got the hellhound, she was like, I'm even remembering to when I first got him and he's already grown so much. And I'm like, you got him 10 minutes ago. What do you?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, that was the point, was that it's is he supposed to be growing that much?
Well, then she should have worded it that way, I feel like. Because she made it sound like she'd been hanging out with him for a hot minute. And I was just man, this pacing went cattywampus. Am I in hell right now? Is this my hell? Is, my books can't
wasn't
keep
that bad.
A constant... It wasn't. You're right. But, I'm just saying... Yeah. You're right. My hell.
No, and like,
my hell is literally having to read The Haunted Vagina over and over and over again, along with Motherfucking Sharks. That would be my hell.
That's the one. That's the one. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, this Labradoodle hellhound puppy literally just like solves everything.
Yeah.
For Trixie. He immediately finds the red scarf that Zuzi was wearing and is like, yes, I can track her down. He doesn't speak, but
yeah,
but essentially is like, yeah, woof, come this way.
Yep.
I know exactly where she is. And of course I happen to know that you're looking for this person.
Yeah. He just solves and, it all.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
So.
It's so lackluster. It's so anticlimactic.
It really was. It was like, oh.
Yeah. I was really looking
forward to
Adventures
in Hell.
It's
like going on a ride that's had like a 100-foot lead up to the first drop, and the first drop is like 2 feet.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I was hoping that this was going to be more interesting.
And here's the thing. We don't finally get that woo down. Like, we never got the woo down. It just kept on like slowly doing one or two slowly. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why did I stand in line for an hour for this?
Yeah, it did kind of feel like that. But I guess maybe Pip was kind of like, well, she suffered an awful lot. I'll make this part easy for her.
You know what it came off cross for me? It came across for me of, I've been writing this book for a while and I want to finish it.
Yeah. It did kind of. Yeah.
And it's too bad because I really enjoyed the beginning. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah. It was going super, super well. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so.
I mean, the one nice thing is that at least Zuzi's hell was pretty tame.
Yeah. Which shows she was a decent person.
Yeah. Which was kind of cute. But yeah, Zuzi's hell is a cooking show where everything goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything's still delicious.
Yeah.
But it's just not
looking right.
Aesthetically pleasing. Yeah.
What do you think your hell would be?
I don't know.
I was thinking about that. I was like, man, if I had to have like a room like in this style and it's a hell.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's gotta be like being around a bunch of men being like, no, 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 no. You don't understand. See, this is actually how
XYZ. The mansplaining room.
Yeah, that would very. No, no, no. You don't get. See, no, you. Honey, don't worry. I'll explain it to you as I'm just sitting there unable to speak. That would be my hell.
Yeah, I don't know what my hell would be. It would probably be like people chewing with their mouths open in my ear. I hate you so much.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, I don't know.
That's a good one. That's a good one. So yeah, no, hers is fine. And then they're like, you know what? Or no, the guy shows up, the
is it the officiant?
The officiant. Yes, the officiant.
Or no, wasn't it
the officiant?
I can't remember if it was him or if it was like one of the demons.
Well, either way, a guy from their company.
Yeah.
Some twat weasel from the fuck you company. They're like,
we love the company.
This was the company. The company.
The company.
Dear Markiplier, I love you in the most non-sexual way ever. Please, let's be best friends.
Seriously.
Please.
Yes. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, somebody shows up and they're like, well, actually, it took you 28 hours and 2 minutes to find Zizi, so
man,
she stays
you.
In hell, and so do you. And yeah, they're not cool with that, so they go to see the King of Hell,
but
Lucifer.
You know what? That whole, like, and 2 seconds, that's some corporate bullshit that really exists. And I love that, like, that ridiculousness of corporations is what hell is in this book.
I mean, isn't it hell, though?
Yes. as a matter of fact.
Like, I'm glad I never had to work a corporate job, but I know all about that shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, they take her to the king of hell, king boy.
Yeah.
And all I kept picturing was I know they said that he had orange skin, but I just kept picturing, oh my god, I love him. He's in Clue. He's
Tim Curry?
Yes, as the devil. That's what I kept picturing.
10 out of 10.
Yum!
I love it.
I know. And I'm like, okay, Death, I could see how you'd fuck that. Because I would too, baby.
What have you done to Death? Nothing. Why? Do you think I should? So good. Yeah, so they all end up in the King of Hell's palace.
Yes, because Death
and... I don't know why I keep calling him the King of Hell. It's Lucifer. Anyway.
Lucy. Sorry. But yes.
Lucy. I actually, in my notes, he is written down as Lucy.
That's so cute. I don't think they ever say Lucifer. I think they always say Lucy.
I don't know. Anywho's.
But yeah. Death had also headed there with Mini-Me in tow to... Mm-hmm. Honestly, to Karen her way to the top. To be perfectly frank. Like, this was... The side story was Death becomes an absolute Karen because she can't find her daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, probably most mothers would.
Yeah. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they all kind of meet up there, and we find out that Trixie is not only the daughter of Death and Lucifer,
dun, dun, dun.
But also an archangel and a pagan demigoddess, because apparently that's a thing that can happen
and
can have multiple parents.
There was a fifth one as well.
One, two, three. I only had four written down.
It was like, and then there was another one for your like bodily something or rather. Either way, four or five.
No,
four or five parents, something like that.
Yeah. So,
and it all happened during an orgy.
Yes, during like a fertility festival orgy.
Yeah.
And which is just silliness.
And then mom's like. Like, Death, the mom, is literally like, oh, yes, you have that pagan demigoddess's hands.
And yes, it's like, and she just looks down at her hands like, what?
What? What? What? I just found out
I don't want to know why you know that.
Yeah. Like, what the
fuck? Why were you paying so much attention to her hands?
Well, okay, you know what? Hands can be sexy, but I digress.
Yes.
This is the parent.
Yeah. It's like, I don't want to know that, mom.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, and... Mabel manages to get Lucifer to admit that he was the one who came up with the whole To the Wheel
TV thing. Show.
Mm-hmm. And was the one who sent the little Labradoodle hellhound puppy to
his
help
daughter.
Out Trixie.
Yeah.
I still think it was too easy,
it
but
was
anyway.
Too easy. Also, why a Labradoodle?
Like, because it was just a really, like, weird designer dog that they were like, it sounds funny, I guess.
I guess. Like, there's nothing... Okay. I don't... The pole studio I work out at, the owner has two Labradoodles, and they're just little babies. Like, they're just babies. There's, like, you know, smooth brain, nothing going on up there, babies. And the second... that it said Labradoodle, I'm picturing, like, the first one she owned, and I'm just like, but there's nothing up there. There's nothing in that brain.
Right, which is kind of the point, because hellhounds are supposed to be incredibly intelligent and, like, vicious.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And we actually, we neglected to introduce
Ha.
H.A.
Ha.
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 So, instead of there being a god or a series of gods or what have you in this universe, we have the higher authority.
Which is literally
who
all...
Who is non-binary.
Who is non-binary, femme presenting, and,
yes.
And is pretty much every single god, but is just the higher authority.
Yeah, yeah. Which I really like that concept.
I loved that concept so much. Yeah. I was getting, you know what vibes I was getting in the scene that Ha finally shows up? The scene at the end of the Barbie movie when she meets her maker.
Yeah.
That vibe.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, H.A. is, like, real chill. But because Mabel works for the AIB, she was essentially able to, like, invite higher authority down.
Yep.
To hell. And it's just like, oh, hi.
And, like, Lucifer's a little pissed at first, like, this is my domain. And Ha's like, bitch.
Yeah.
Everything's my domain.
I had an invitation.
Yeah.
And essentially, and I should say, H.A. is referred to as she.
She is. Mm-hmm. Well, she's femme presenting. So, yeah.
Yeah. So in this moment, she is femme presenting. So she essentially like scolds Lucifer and is like, heaven, like straight to heaven, it cannot be on the table.
No.
For your little show.
You're falsely promising.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, like, you can't do that. That's my job.
Yeah.
And she tells, well, she frees Trixie from her contractual obligation to now go to hell with Zuzi.
Mm-hmm.
And tells Zuzi that she can have an early admit to heaven if she wants it.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was kind of cute.
I thought that was very cute. I liked that a lot. Because clearly, again, Zuzi's not a bad person.
No.
She's...
Yeah, if the worst they could do for her was to make her cooking show, like, really unsuccessful.
Yeah. It's like...
Clearly, she's a nice person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she gets to go to heaven, and Mabel gets to go back to heaven. She did her job. Good job, Mabel. And she says something cryptic to Death, implying there might be a sequel. I don't know. Unless I missed it.
I think there might be.
Okay.
But I didn't check for it.
Right. Yeah, and then it goes forward 2 months in the future.
Yep, and we just kind of hop out of there.
Yep, like, that's it. Like, no other conversations about how she interacts with her dad, who tried to trap her in hell forever so that he could finally hang out with his daughter that he didn't know existed until recently. Because, you know, that sounds like a great way to build a relationship.
That's not toxic at all. So, yeah, in the next, we flash forward to 2 months in the future. Let's see, Trixie is
back at the bar.
Back waitressing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's back at the bar. Mm-hmm. They've got a new bartender. They've got another waitress.
A few. And there's a few new people.
Yeah, there's a couple of new folks. But things are essentially just straight up status quo.
Yep.
And then she brings some drinks over and you're like, oh shit, Zuzi's at the table. What the hell? And you find out that instead of taking the free one-way ticket to heaven, she said, how about I become an AIB agent?
Yep.
So that I can just traipse around everywhere.
Yeah, forever.
And still see my bestie. Yeah. So, yeah. So... And she is now kind of chilling with Mabel.
Mm-hmm. I like that ending for her. I think that's really fitting. Again, just I wish they built up to it better.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah. And we also find out that Trixie is now also her mom's apprentice.
Yes.
Because she had been resisting it this whole time.
Yes. But the mini cardcaptor Sakura scythe really came in handy. So she's like, let's fucking go. Also, Ha literally was like, maybe you should try it. And, you know, and if the all-knowing, omnipotent being is like, hey, try this job. I dare you to try to say no. Like, I dare you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've also forgot to, like, throw in there that during the whole gladiatorial thing, she did scythe another person.
In one try.
One try. Yeah. It was great. It was the only level that she didn't have to redo.
Yep. It was great. It was good.
So, yeah. So it's like, okay, that did have some build up to it. There were little things kind of dropped here and there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that is where we end.
Oh, and the dog came with her. the dog.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she got to keep the dog.
And now is in Seattle.
Yeah.
A hellhound. A hell labradoodle hound.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I wonder how big its poops are.
Got a shit like a horse, probably.
Yeah, probably. Shit. Ugh. I wonder if you could ride it like a horse.
Oh, that'd be fine.
I know, right? Shit. I want to know what a hellhound pug... No, I want to know what a hellhound chihuahua... No, you know what? A chihuahua is a hellhound. Never mind. I took that back.
Yeah.
Put Freya...
Hellhound corgi?
That would be adorable. And could not happen. I'm just saying...
Little hellhound with stubby legs.
I'm just saying put Freya, your chihuahua, in front of, like, all the hellhounds and... They'll eventually run. She'll start attacking her own leg, and they're going to be like, oh my god, she's putting a spell on us!
You see, the funny thing is, she talks a lot of shit, mm-hmm. but the minute that another dog is around her, she's like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
That's my bitch right there.
Yeah, I'm like, you talk big game, girl.
Yum.
You ain't shit,
because she's tiny.
Yeah.
She's 6 pounds of fury.
Oh god.
But yeah, so that's the end of it.
Should they read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
It's a fun ride.
It is.
It's not the best.
It's not the best.
It's all right.
But it's fine. It's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not good. But it's not bad. But it's not good.
Yeah. You don't fully have to take your brain out.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to kind of like hit the dimmer switch on your brain a little bit.
Yeah, and it's a fast read.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is so weird because it took us like 2 weeks to read the damn thing.
Baldur's Gate. Baldur's Oops. Gate.
Well, that and like, you know, being attacked by the uteri.
Oh, right.
And
Ow.
Just.
Ow.
Husband having pink eye and dear God.
Oh, your poor husband.
Everything is a mess. So, yeah. But I would say go into it with just kind of like. Dumb fun in mind.
A cute retelling of mashing a bunch of you know what it's an oversimplified Dresden Files. That's why I liked it.
I do not know that reference.
It's one of my hyperfixations. It is a I think like 18 book series, and there's still more coming out, and it took me all of undergrad to read through the entire series.
Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a tattoo of it. Like, I'm obsessed.
Okay. What would you rate it?
5. Like, a straight 5. Because it's right in the middle.
Really?
5 out of 10.
That low, huh?
Yeah.
Huh.
The pacing took me out of it.
Yeah, I could see that.
It took me so out of it. Like, I was really... I thought this was gonna be an 8 or a 9. And then the pacing just went... And I'm like...
Yeah.
Wow, this is... awful. Like, once the dog came in the picture, it just, and then this happened, and then this happened, this, it's like, come on, where's the preamble? Like, you had so many good little details before. Where the fuck did they go?
Yeah, I get you. I would have given it like a 7.
Okay.
Because I really did like the concept.
I do too.
And I thought that it was just that the climax was really rather anticlimactic. That was pretty much it.
So anticlimactic. God.
Yeah.
It was, no, you know what? It's like when you're fucking and you're about to come and then the guy comes and he's like, was that good, baby? And you didn't come. And you're like, excuse you, bitch? And then they're like, what? And they don't get that they did something wrong by stopping.
It's, yeah.
It's just, it's, I am trying to think of another, okay. You know, when... Like, when everyone was really looking forward to Avengers, and they'd been looking forward to it for years. And then there were some people who came out, and they were like, it just didn't live up to the hype. It's that. Mm-hmm. It's that feeling.
Yeah.
Because it's this fantastical world full of so many possibilities and so many characters. We didn't even mention some of the characters that are...
Yeah.
And it just... At the end,
somebody let go of the balloon at the end.
Yeah, someone did.
Yeah. So,
I mean, if you are not somebody who has a problem with weird pacing in books, this will be absolutely fine.
Yeah, totally. Because it's a fun story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see what kind of fan fiction comes from this.
Yeah.
Because I would be willing to bet that there is some brilliant shit where people are taking, like, you know, Larry the Werecat and just, like, running with him.
What was with all the details about Larry?
I don't know.
Because Larry was not an important character, but I know so much about Larry.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I just love the fact that he was a werecat. Yeah. This makes me happy.
I just love, like, this character wasn't important, but I liked this character because she made time for me to like this character. I keep bitching about the pacing. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. It's all good. You know, he was reminding me of Cal a little bit. Not quite as curmudgeonly, but just little old man vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
My little Geralt with no legs. I love him.
Oh my gosh. So, I guess that kind of wraps it up for this one.
Yeah, that does. If you guys have read this book, let us know. Or if you're going to read it, also let us know. And you can let us know on our socials, which are...
on Facebook and Instagram at Why Am I Reading This Podcast.
So, big announcement, guys. We are now a part of a media family group.
Yeah. Club. Of podcasts.
Yeah.
We have been sort of absorbed into F Your Favorite Character, which is a podcast that my husband and a couple of his friends... have put together, where they essentially just kind of poke at all the plot holes and all the silliness in everything that we love, including things that they love, by the way. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was actually a guest on the most recent episode.
Oh my god!
So, yeah, we talk about kaiju and fun stuff. But yeah, so we have been sort of absorbed into them along with... Intrepid Assholes, which was always part of the F Your Favorite Character universe, if you will. So, there's going to be lots of cross-promotion and good stuff coming up.
Oh my gosh. I'm very excited.
Yeah. You know what? We're kind of the more feminine foil to F Your Favorite Character.
We are!
Because we're sitting here trashing on books.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we liked them.
Even if we liked them.
And they're over there trashing on all the geek shit. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even the stuff that they love. So, there we go.
I'm living for
balancing everything out.
I love it. I live for it.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good time.
So, yeah, please check out those podcasts, guys. They're a lot of fun. Go check out Andrea in the most recent F Your Favorite Character episode. What?
I believe they are only on SoundCloud.
Oh, okay. We'll go on SoundCloud.
I could be wrong, but yes. Look there first.
Yes.
It's F! Exclamation point, Your Favorite Character. Yes. You can also find them on Facebook at F! Your Favorite Character.
You can chat with us in that group. Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So, with that, I think we will call this an episode.
I
thank you for listening.
I would call this an episode, as a matter of fact.
Yes, an episode it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening, and we will be back in a couple of weeks with another book that makes you say...
Why am I reading this?
Bye.